Is spiritual healing a reality? Miracle healing, faith healing, spiritual healing, these are some popular terms in many religions. What about in Buddhism? Do we also believe in spiritual healing? Do we have such practices that can be labeled as spiritual healing? Of course, in Buddhist teaching, we recognize the ability of healing through spiritual powers. But these have nothing to do with miracle powers, or they also have nothing to do with supernatural beings, but rather they depend on your own spiritual cultivation. On the other hand, from the Buddhist point of view, spiritual healing is possible, and if we were to develop our mind spiritually, and that is possible. Any one of us can be a spiritual healer if you were to follow the Buddha's teaching and develop spiritual faculties, and it is possible. So when we talk about spiritual healing in Buddhist teachings, this itself goes to the Buddha himself. But of course, he did not do miracles to heal the people, but rather he showed the people how to recover themselves by developing their own spiritual faculties. Human mind is more powerful than we assume. So in Buddhist teachings, we help the patients to cultivate positive, constructive, wholesome thoughts in their own mind, and then that will help for them to recover faster. We strongly believe that a patient who has got positive thinking can recover faster than a patient who has got negative thinking. So in order to energize the mind of the patient with positive energy or positive thinking, in Buddhist teachings, we adopt three methods. They are well popular. The first of them is the chanting of the suttas. The second is meditation. The third is meritorious actions. I have been to hospitals many hundreds of times, and we have been with the patients beside their bed. By the side of their beds, we started doing chanting. They listened to the chantings. And I have seen many of these patients, they recover faster. And there were also occasions, those patients who refused to eat or drink and remain on the bed, and after doing some chanting, and they energize in their mind, and they get up and they drink some water, or they started to utter a few words, and they recover faster. Well, these are not miracles. What happens, their mind become more stronger, so a stronger mind can help the body to recover faster. The chanting practice as a way of spiritual healing is introduced by the Buddha himself to the Buddhists. When Venerable Mahakasapa was sick, Buddha visited him and asked, "Kasapa, how are you doing? Are you bearing up? How is your pain? Are you getting better or not?" So the Venerable Kasapa said, "Venerable, I'm not bearing up. I feel so much pain. I think my disease is increasing rather than decreasing. Then over there Buddha chanted 7 factors of enlightenment. And after hearing these 7 factors of enlightenment, at the end, he recovered. He got up from his seat. When Venerable Mahamoggallana was sick, Buddha again visited him, and Buddha chanted the same 7 factors of enlightenment. When Buddha himself was sick, Venerable Chunda came to see him, and Buddha addressed the Chunda and said, "Chunda, can you please chant 7 factors of enlightenment?" And it is said after hearing these, he recovered. And these are well popular as Bodhjanga Suttas. Throughout thousands of years, Buddhist monks, we chant these suttas again and again and again. There's another occasion. When Venerable Girimananda was sick, it was reported to the Buddha, and the Buddha asked Venerable Ananda to visit Venerable Girimananda and chant Girimananda Sutta, the 10 perceptions. Having heard these 10 perceptions discourse, at the end he recovered. So there are such kind of discourses that we adopted as a form of chanting, and even today we chant such discourses to the patients. So chanting is adopted as one form of method that can heal the people. But there are necessary conditions. Chanting produces sound energy. Vibrant, positive types of sound energy can affect our mind in a wholesome way, positive way. They can energize our nervous system. They can energize our mind. And then in return, it can help the body to recover faster. On the other hand, when we do the chanting, we also produce a kind of spiritual energy, power, what we call power of the virtue. In order to do that, both chanter and the listener must have spiritual quality of virtue. Suppose you invite a monk to do some chanting for the patient. Not only the monk, but the patient also must uphold righteous principles, then only it can work better. So not only the person who is going to do the chanting, but also the person who is going to listen, both of them has got the spiritual cultivation. This is important. Thirdly, it is also important that the person who is listening, as well as the person who is chanting, both of them must have great faith in the Dhamma. When you have great confidence and faith, and with that confidence and faith, when you chant and wishing the patient to recover, and when the patient listens with such great confidence, that works better. And there is one more important factor. There shouldn't be any destructive, unwholesome type of karmic intervention. Because if the so-called disease is caused by a powerful type of karmic action, perhaps this kind of healing might not work. Because the karmic factor that caused the disease perhaps might be more powerful. Anyway, we still can proceed, assuming that we have favorable conditions. We proceed doing chanting for the sick people, and we have seen people are recovering faster after being chanted. And those people who have got faith, confidence in the triple gems, and they recover faster because they can receive the chanting better. So the chanting is adopted by the Buddhist throughout thousands of years as a method of healing. But of course, we do not substitute chanting to medicine. Remember it. Otherwise, you do not need the doctors. Second method that the Buddhists adopt as a way of healing is meditation. We recommend meditation not only for the purpose of developing your spiritual faculties in order to achieve enlightenment, but also as a way of achieving good health, both physically and mentally. Now, modern science has recognized that many of the diseases that manifest in our body, they are also rooted in the mind. Mental defilements can come out as bodily diseases. Those people who are easily get angry, agitated, and they can easily develop the heart diseases. Many other the diseases like high blood pressure. People who are stressed up, tensed up, and they can easily develop the diseases. So meditation calm down our mind. It calm down our nervous system. It make us peace, calm, serene and peaceful. So the meditation techniques like meditation on breathing in and out, anapanasati, mindfulness on breath, that is a good method to reduce the blood pressure, high blood pressure. For those people who easily get angry and agitated, we recommend them to practice loving kindness meditation so they can cope well, they can cope with other human beings better. So in this way, meditation is another subject which has got tremendous healing power. In fact, in Western tradition, they have recognized it very recently. And they have developed some methods using the Buddhist meditation techniques, and they are well popular in Western world today. Dr. John Kabat-Zinn, he is one of the pioneers in the field. He is a Zen Buddhist practitioner. And in fact, they are using mindfulness meditation practice that we taught in Buddhist countries thousands of years. And they are using mindfulness meditations to help the patients. There are two popular methods that they develop: mindfulness-based cognitive therapy and mindfulness-based stress reduction. Both meditation methods are based on Buddhist teachings, and they are getting more and more popular. And many people recover after practicing these meditation techniques. So meditation is another method in Buddhist teachings we use as healing power. And we believe those people who practice meditation in day-to-day life and develop their spiritual faculties, in fact, they have the ability to bless the other people, heal the other people. If these people were to do chanting and bless the others, of course, they can recover faster. That is what we believe. The third method that the Buddhists adopt as healing power is meritorious actions themselves. Because we believe that meritorious actions can purify our mind. Meritorious actions can produce wholesome karmic energy that sometimes can intervene our negative, destructive karmic energy. If certain diseases are caused by certain negative type of karmic energy, then in order to counteract them, we produce wholesome, positive karmic energy here and now. Going with this line, When someone is sick, we encourage that person to do meritorious actions. Life liberation is one of popular act here in Singapore, especially those people who are suffering from cancer or those suffering from terminal ill in their hospital beds, and they request to practice meritorious deeds such as life liberation. I do not know how many of you have participated in such kind of actions. So Buddhists, we believe in such kind of actions. Such kind of meritorious actions can produce counteractive type of positive energy, and we believe that it can help us. In fact, this belief also has got Buddhist base. There's one incident happened in the time of the Buddha, and this incident is recorded in the commentary to the Dhammapada stories. The princess Rohini, the sister of Venerable Anuruddha, had a skin disease. She tried to get medicines from different doctors, but none of these worked on her. Eventually, Venerable Anuruddha suggested her sister to build a monastery and during the building process is going on, he also instructed her to bring the water and help the people who are building the monastery. After building is completed, he still instructed her to continue to sweep the temple floor and clean the place and keep it ready. When the time for the opening ceremony was there, Buddha and the other venerables were invited and they were offered a dana, a luncheon. Then ceremonially they declared open this monastery for the monks. The Buddha said that Princess Rohini in this life is suffering from a skin disease because of an act she did, a similar type of act she did in the past to incur the skin disease to another lady out of jealousy. And having learned the Dhamma, and she attained the first level of sainthood, and together with that, she completely recovered from her skin disease. So these, again, based on meritorious actions. So some of these practices that we are Buddhists doing, in fact, they themselves have got rooted in the original Buddhist teachings. So these are the three methods: chanting, meditation, and meritorious actions. And through all these, what we are doing, if you look at it scientifically, what we are doing is we are energizing the mind of the patient and give enough strength and power to the mind, and so mind can overpower the body and the mind can overcome the bodily disease. That is the science behind this. So Buddhist healing power has nothing to do with miracles, but something to do with human mind.